Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference record, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Okay.
don't know what we're doing, but okay. Ray must not know he's on mute, but I'm sure he's going to figure it out in a minute and get the call started. So, yeah, just hold on. Let's see. Right, Ray? Or maybe not.
Yeah, I was just saying, you guys can't hear me, but I can hear you.
Well, I figured that.
Just roll with it.
Okay. I guess we should just roll with it or something. All right. Good morning, guys. If you say good afternoon, TNT. Yes, we'll go with that. All right. I know we didn't send out nothing, but there is a lot of good news going on in Iraq. But I'm just letting you guys know we're starting out to do this call today. I was trying to figure out how I could do it just with people who was helping us pay this month's bill and then made the rest, but I couldn't figure it out yet. So I'll work on it over the weekend. But now, anyway, we are here. We are doing it. There is good information going on in Iraq. Yeah, just so you guys know, bank people haven't changed from Wednesday. You're still sitting at home at the bank. No exchanges are in today. Not on alert, not on standby, but they haven't stopped. Because anything could happen at any given moment. That's what we do know. Good stuff in Iraq. They are still protesting today, which is good because their demands haven't been met yet. They're telling them they're going to meet them, but they haven't been met, and they're doing the right thing. They're continuing their protests. They are blocking government offices, but they're doing them peaceful. The big thing with them today on TV was a lot of information, so I'm actually going to read it to you guys. Because it's easier than me trying to figure it all out. And there are news articles out to back up what they're saying. So it says a lot of news today. First on TV, we saw the government of Nineveh province, however you pronounce it, holding conference announcing over 2,000 contracts for companies that will be doing reconstruction. This was a conference along with USA, who has a foundation there, helping coordinate all of this. He said, then we see on TV news about Rafian Bank saying now all government employees and institutions now have MasterCard international cards. And that's how they all will be paid and also receive loans and grants on their MasterCard international cards. It's on TV, we see USA putting sanctions today in the corrupt on the corrupt officials with the violence and killing of protesters, especially in the southern region of Iraq, where killings are growing daily. At Morning Mosque today, the supreme religious leader gave a talk about peaceful demonstrations in the square and called for a new prime minister to be picked by the citizens and give citizens their reforms. So they're saying a lot of good stuff on TV. And then it says Alawi was picked by Sadar to be the new prime minister. That's who Sadar wants, Alawi, which is a good thing because that's who the U.S. wanted years ago, both before Mahdi and Abadi. They wanted Alawi. Prime minister still hasn't been picked. But everything I just told you on TV, and that's what they're seeing, the citizens of Iraq, we also have news articles that have come out with each one of those, separate news articles, about the prime minister being picked within the 15 days, about the Rafian Bank and the MasterCard. So they all have their own articles out along with being put on TV, which is all good for us. And again, it says international card. which means they got to have an international rate, which they already do, even though there's still some idiots out there telling you it's not international. It has been. So, nothing earth-shattering. Announcements could be made. Agreements are being made. They are trying to calm the citizens down even more by telling them their demands are being met, but there's a time frame to do it. The goal, as I know it, is still to get it done by January the 1st, this month. That could be any time. I didn't say on January the 1st, I said bye. They can make the announcement any time. The money's still in the bank, is what he told me. The Lords in Arms are there. God, I think last week, Monday, Tuesday, we sent you out some demands of these citizens. I think it was 12 of them. I can't even remember the number. But number two was missing. A lot of you guys remember that. Number two was missing. It went from one to three, four, five, six, and we were all trying to figure out what was number two. And they told me number two was the monetary reforms, and they took it off because it had already been completed and done, and they didn't want to advertise it to the world. But the citizens know that demand is being met, and they're only waiting to announce it with the budget. That's why there was no number two. It was the monetary reforms that was left off there because it had already been met, but they didn't want to make a world announcement with everybody reading it that they agreed to it. Okay? So, the only other thing we can talk about, something we don't, is a bunch of idiots. Well, it's not a bunch. It's really like only two or three. Idiots put out a bunch of information yesterday telling you guys that there's not going to be 800 numbers, that everybody's going to get an email. Everybody's going to have to go to a secure website and put in all their identifying information and be tracked by their IP address. That everybody was going to have be fingerprinted. That everybody was going to have a trust, or they weren't going to be able to exchange their money. All of it's bullshit. And I said it just like that, because it doesn't even make any sense. So why these idiots would even put something out there, or maybe they're just trying to put it to their little group, who they're trying to gather their group's information, or get them to go to a site that they send out, and they're going to put all their information in there and send it to somebody, hoping to get back a number, an identification number that you need to go exchange currency, something anybody in the world can do by just walking into a bank in any country in the world. Nowhere do they say you need an identifier to exchange any amount of money. Nowhere do you have to put all your personal information into a site so they can track you down to your IP address, know where you're living at, everything else. And then the idiot tells you do it on your laptop, do it on your cell phone, do it on your home computer. Why would you want to give any bank source all of that information when you can simply walk to the bank? Guess what happens when you go to the bank? You're going to open a bank account if you don't already have one. They're going to have your name. They're going to have your Social Security number. Probably already have all your IDs located in there. They're going to have your mailing address where they mail all your information to. But they need you to put it into a computer. And then they're going to email you. I don't know about you guys, but I don't know which bank. Bank of America, Bank, let me see, Wells Fargo, Chase, is it Citibank? I mean, which one of those banks knows exactly how much currency, which currencies I bought and paid for, and is going to send me an email to my email address that they don't even have? Oh, how did the bank get it? I mean, how did those banks even get my information? How much do I have? So they can notify me to come in and do my exchange? Now, I mean, does that make sense to anybody? It is putting this information out like this. But okay. And then who's going to tell you you have to have a trust? What bank, what country, what government is demanding that you have to have a trust to exchange money? That is the stupidest mess I ever heard of. A bunch of stupid mess came out yesterday. And you know how I know it's not true? Because I called the banks to verify. Because I asked my exchange locations, are we doing any of this crap? No, we're not. We called the call center. Is this anything look for? No. We still have 800 numbers. We still have call centers. And these are some idiots. Sorry to be so blunt today, but it's one of those days. Just a bunch of crap coming out that's going to affect a whole lot of people and have you all confused. That's what is going to happen. But I tell you what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to go to some website and put in all my personal information and put in my driver's license, Social Security, how much I have, everything else, not knowing who's tracking that. And then for the idiot to tell me, I'm going to track your IP address right down to the moment. That's what's not going to happen. I can tell you that for a fact. Okay? All right, Ray, we're here. Let's do what we do. I think this is going to work. I'm not sure. Oh, yeah, there you go. All right.
Okay. That other system seems to be acting up today. Okay. Let's see. Where are we? Questions.
You got any Q&A questions? Yes.
Yep, we'll do that. Light Spirit says, can you tell why Siddhar is allowed to report to Iran?
I did already. I mean, we can say, again, we're not just going to wipe Iran out, guys. Nobody can control Siddhar. Can't say he can't go over to the country. He can't consult with them. They know how much Iran is still part of their country. That's where they get their food from, their sources, electricity from. They're still part of it. It's something that's going to have to be phased out. We know, by we, U.S. government knows, there's still going to be some influence there, and that's what they're fighting to change. Now, a lot of people, CIA, to tell you, say that Siddhar is actually a CIA agent, that he's actually working for the U.S. A lot of news articles will tell you that Siddhar can't stand the U.S. because the U.S. killed his father. So why would he be working for the U.S.? But there's some things they're not going to control. Now, what the U.S. did do, and they announced on TV today, I don't think he's going to be one of them, is they told them they're going to put sanctions on all of the Iraqi people who they think are involved with Iran in any shape, form, or fashion. All the Iraq government officials who are helping Iran, planning with Iran, anything else, they are going to put sanctions on them. That means your bank accounts will get locked down, money can't be transferred, anything else. Will Siddhar be one of those people? I absolutely doubt it. I doubt that. Because he's a religious authority, and I don't think we're going to go that far. All right, who's next?
Caveman One. Weeks back, Trump pulled troops out of Syria and parked many of them in Iraq. Will they be home for Christmas?
I don't know when anybody's going to be home. Okay. I don't know. You have to call Trump for that one. What's next?
All right. Red says, how can a country the size of Iraq allow another country, Iran, move in, run the nation by several top politicians, robbing the auctions, et cetera, et cetera? Then to add shame to their deeds, murder 1,000 protesters. Okay, question is, what can we do to help the people of Iraq?
Just what we're doing. Just what our country has been doing, our government has been doing, is changing the way their political system is, their banking system, everything else and getting all the corrupt people out of it. Again, guys, it just doesn't happen overnight. And I probably told you guys that 10 years ago. These people have been living and running their countries like this for the last 200 years, just like we have. Don't expect it to change overnight. It's taking time to get to this point right here where the people are actually standing up for themselves. You got to remember, the average person in Iraq has an eighth grade education, if they have that. Either it's a sixth grade or eighth grade education. But more importantly than that, they are governed and directed by religious authority more than they are government authority. And it's something that's been part of their lives forever. And the elders run things there, and they try to keep it the old way. So it's really kind of hard to get that done. So it's a process. That's why. Now, you also remember during the war, prior to the war, even when Saddam was there, who was the ones helping Iraq when we were going against them? Iran. That's how they got the influence in there. When we first cut Iraq off, just like we're doing Iran now, the only person that would come to help them, the only other country that came to their aid was Iran. And by doing so, they got influence in their country. That's all. They're neighbors. No different than us in Canada or us in Mexico. I mean, we have influence in both of them. We don't try to control them like Iran is. But we do have some influence. And the last person we really want to go to war with is our neighbors. Right? He knows the possibility. Now, in saying all that, today Iran put out some news articles. They put out news articles to their people telling them that U.S. sanctions are destroying their country. The sanctions that the U.S. put on them are reasons they don't have any money for development, are reasons they can't offer them any jobs. The U.S. sanctions, they said, is why their economy is collapsing because no one will exchange currency with them. So all that came out today on TV in Iran and in the news article that we have them trying to explain that to the people. Why are they doing that? Because their people are seeing the change that just took place in Iraq and is going through, and they are now rioting in Iran. Same thing. And guess what? The U.S. over there, ambassador, everybody is letting Iranian people know that the U.S. supports them. Keep doing it. Keep going doing what you're doing. Do it slowly. Build it up, and you will cause change. That's exactly what's going on in Iran today. And that's why they put out the articles and the information, because they're telling the people, we're only living like this because the U.S. is doing it to us. And the U.S. is telling the people, we're supporting you because they're holding you down. Your government is doing this. Your government has been dictators in your life and everything else. So that's what's going over there while Iraq is changing. But now that they have Iran having to deal with their own country, people are moving out of Iraq because Iraq citizens are actually running Iranians out of the country. They have the borders blocked on high alert not to let the generals from Iran in. Anyway, he was a guy who came over last time to represent Iran with the government. They got notices out today. Do not let him in the country. So we'll see what happens. A lot of things going on today, but they're all good things. Okay, Ray.
All right. Arrow says, do you think or propose that since this can be considered a slow rollout, do you think they are doing that on purpose so there won't be any contract rates left for us common folks?
No. Our contract rates don't even start until we start, guys. The minuscule number of people that are getting contract rates doesn't matter to the percentage that we're supposed to get or the number of people. I would not even be worried about that, concerned about it at all.
All right. Sunstar says, would you please refresh our memories on what dinar rate the Iraqi people have on the international cards?
I don't know. Let me ask them. But, I was thinking that some of them had 83 cents. But I know my guard, contractors and that, they had a higher rate of 3-something when they got it 3 months ago when it was supposed to go with us. Their exchange rate was 371, I think it was, or 341. I can't remember which one it was. But they had the rate then. That it was going to be. All right.
Okay. Are your committee or treasury contacts voicing their opinions on how close we are to the release of our blessing?
No. We haven't even talked to the committee guy. The last time we did talk to him, he had told us then it already was supposed to happen 3 times this week. So it was already scheduled 3 times this week, and it didn't happen. And that was the last time we talked to him, which has been about 3 weeks or more. So, no, we haven't got anything like that. Everybody else over in Iraq, Matt, they thought we would hear something sometime this week or next week about the budget, and then we would see it all, because he said it's done again. It's in there and it's been agreed to, and that's why we're not hearing it. But he thought they were going to make an announcement. Now, today we did have something about the budget, or yesterday, going to Parliament to be voted on, going from the House, being sent to Parliament to be voted on. Okay?
Okay. Would you please refresh our memories on your thoughts of the low side, high side of what percentage we should negotiate at the banks on exchange fees?
I don't know. Guys, it all depends on how much you have. That's all. And you're going to have to look at it and see. You know, a while back, they told us it wasn't going to be enough to worry about. And for you guys, if you're only doing $100,000, $400,000, something like that, and it's, you know, 1% or a quarter of a percent, and you're saying, I mean, the bank's here to make money, too. That is their purpose. Then, okay, I'll make more on the back end. But if you're one of those guys who got $50 million, $100 million, or $500 million, and you know, I'm not giving you 1% or anything else. No $5 million for doing a bank transaction. That's not going to happen. Or a 0.25% or $1 million for doing a bank transaction. I'm not doing that. Now, I don't know what you guys are going to do. So I'll go somewhere where they're charging me nothing because I'm leaving my money here and they're giving me the highest interest rate. So we can just zero out that fee. So that doesn't make sense to me. But that's something you guys are going to have to look at and decide on your own if you think it's worth that fee they're charging you. But everything is negotiable. You do need to know. Well, I shouldn't say that. Because the lower you have or the dollar amount, they're not even going to negotiate with you on it. I mean, so those people are just getting $100,000 or $400,000 or $500,000, they're going to say, no, that's the fee. You want to do it or not? Because it's not worth it to them. And plus, they think you're going to spend your $100,000 overnight or your $400,000 or $500,000 won't even be in the bank for 30 days. You're going to spend it and bought what they need. So they need to get their money up front. And that's what they're going to do. Okay, next.
All right, we'll talk to some live folks for a minute. 765 River Club, you're on.
Yeah, Tony, Ray, how you guys doing today?
Hey, I'm fantabulous, sir.
Super fantastic.
And yourself?
Hey, Not bad, not bad. Just a couple quick questions. Who do you think we're waiting on at this point?
Who do I think we're waiting on? I think
Well, with the bank personnel not being in the bank, does that mean the U.S. has kind of stepped back from this and we're waiting on Iraq to get their crap together? Or are we waiting on something to be put in the Gazette, you know? Or, I mean, kind of concerns me that our bank people are not on standby, not on alert, just kind of back to normal daily activities.
Well, because I think they're letting or they're seeing that they're going to let at least the 15 days play out to do the prime minister announcement, I think. So they're waiting on. They know the budget is gone there. Or like I said, the article came out this morning or yesterday that the House is going to send it to Parliament to vote on and make a change. So I don't think they're looking for anything over the weekend or until that part at least happens. So they're letting people stay home. They heard the same thing you heard on Wednesday's call, that their personnel are frustrated, that they messed up their entire Thanksgiving Day weekend, bringing them in for something that didn't happen. And now they're saying, okay, take this time off because we don't think it's going to happen. And that's basically where we're at. I don't think it's going to happen because they have the announcement of things that are being made. Now, today was good. Today was a lot of good news put out there to try to calm the people down, but let them know again that they're moving forward. And yesterday, letting them know that the budget is going to the House, things are moving faster than they normally do.
So you don't think there's no reason to look for this over the weekend?
I don't think so. And if there is, I mean, I'll tweet it out and I'll let you know. Hey, guys, they went in. Or, hey, guys, they're on alert, just like I always do. Right now, at this point, I don't see it. And that could change in an hour. Yeah, you know, things change rather quickly over there and here. But right at this moment, I'm not hearing that from anybody, anything about today or anything about this weekend.
Now, does this budget that we're waiting on, does it have to be published in the Gazette before we can see what we're looking for, or does it just have to be passed by the Parliament?
No, it has to be published to become law, just like their last budget and everything else. But again, you guys got to realize the RV itself and the new rate was put in the 2019 budget. So it's there, it just was never activated. So they're just using 2020 right now and the fact that the budget to make all the other changes that the protesters are demanding. Again, remember, number two was the monetary reforms, and they left it off the list because it's already been done. They just didn't bring it out, even though they were going to way back on October the 1st. It never got done because of everything else that was going on. But the rate change has been accomplished.
So then if it's already done, what are we waiting on then?
We're waiting on everything else to get done now that the demonstrators are announcing and calm everything down. It's not just the money. The money, I think, would go a long ways, and if they had did it in the perfect time, but now they got all these people in the streets demanding the government be changed. And that's something different.
So then are we back to where we're going to have to be waiting on another election and we're going to go through the crap we went through this past year then by them wanting to change the government? We're going to have another election and listen to them fight over all that crap for 6 months to a year as to who won and who didn't win and all that stuff?
Okay.
Or you think we're...
We don't have to do that because, one, we're picking a prime minister and he gets to pick his government and go through their whole procedure. Do we need all that? No. The outgoing government is still in place, still working. they're one approving the new laws for the new government. So it can go through that time frame. They're just looking for somebody to head it right now, or say somebody is temporarily. During the next vote, once they get all these laws and rules clean, then they're going to do it different. But all the changes are going to be affected with this government.
Okay. Well, I'll let CIA lady come in and quiz you some more. So, all righty. Have a good day, fellas. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks.
916 area code. You're on. 916-317.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. You already answered all my questions, so you can take me out. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. 951 area code. You're on.
Yes, good morning or good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing?
I have a question. First of all, how's Oki doing?
I still haven't talked to Oki, but I mean, I guess he's home. He's doing okay. I don't know.
Okay, well, the reason I'm asking, I see it somewhere about... I think it might have been on DNR Recaps or something, but somebody started a GoFundMe account.
Yeah, we talked about that on the last call, sir. Didn't what you want it?
Oh, okay. All right, I must have missed that. So that is a real thing then?
We have no idea.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry about that then.
It's okay.
That's the only question I had. I wanted to see how he was doing and see if that was real or not, so...
No,
okay.
We still do not know one way or the other. We haven't talked to him, so we don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, I apologize. I missed that on the last call then. So.
Okay. No problem.
You guys have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Okay, you too.
Thanks.
281 area code. You're on.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Well, how are you guys doing?
Super fantastic. How are you?
All right.
I'm super fantastic groovy.
Great.
Okay.
How about that?
All right.
Guess what?
I knew you was going to get that groovy in there one way or another, but okay.
Yes. My mother said to me, she said, "What did you say?" I say, "Groovy girl, groovy." She said, "Oh, gosh, you went way back." I said, "Be quiet, lady. Listen, you answered my question when you were telling us what was going on. So I do appreciate that. And we're looking for any day, any minute, any second. Hey, Mr. Ray.
Hello.
Okay.
How are you, Mr. Ray?
Fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Thank you.
Groovy, too. All right.
All right.
All right, fellas. We looking and we hoping and we waiting and we're believing and trusting. So you all
right.
Have a great afternoon. Thank you for the call.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a great
all
weekend.
Right. You too, baby.
Okay. 512, area code, you're on. 512-736. Okay, you're off. You weren't paying attention. 310.
Yeah, hello.
Hey.
I have a question. I've been listening to the calls, and I know you normally talk about there's either going to be a contract rate or a screen rate. I think it was either last week or the week before you had mentioned also something about a humanitarian rate. What exactly is that, and what does it take to qualify for that?
So they're saying that if you have a humanitarian project, you could possibly get a whole different rate. So, and I don't know any requirements. Nobody's put out any requirements. But supposedly, if you show them you're trying to do something for the general public or any organization or group of people or, you know, then they're willing to give you a different rate to contribute to society. So I don't know. I can't tell you because it never made any sense to me, and it still doesn't, with the Zim, with the Dinar, Adon, anything else, that some guy sitting at a desk who normally works behind a teller or somewhere else making, you know, $18 an hour or $20 an hour to do paperwork is going to decide if your $1 million, $1 billion project is good enough for him to give you that type of money. So I don't see that. Out of thousands and thousands of exchanges or three-man teams, they're going to decide, yeah, instead of giving him $2 and making it $20 million, give him $8 and give him $80 million because I like the fact that he's going to build a high school in his community. And, you know, that guy making $20 an hour, not finance, not in planning, not in education, not in anything else, is willing or able to make that decision on the spot. Doesn't make sense to me. And I just go with common sense.
Well, I kind of
so
agree
however
with you there,
it's going
but,
to be set up. Hmm?
Yeah, I kind of agree with you there, but I guess we should go in probably with a back pocket plan just in case that they say, yes, they are offering humanitarian rates and have something to propose to them.
I'll tell you what you propose to them. I mean, everybody should have their own good plan, good working plan if they can. And if you can't, then you go online, you find your humanitarian project, you download it, you change all the names on it, put your name up there, so this is the project that I'm going to do. Instead of getting $2, get $8. I mean, do the project, but if you don't know how to do the plans, if you don't know how to come up with a concept, then that's what you do. Because you know what? It's not really going to hurt anything if you actually do it. It's going to help because, you know, McDonald's was there, but out came Burger King, Wendy's, Burger King, and everything else, and all they did was copy McDonald's plan. Didn't hurt McDonald's. It's still number one. It's still that. We got more choices. It won't hurt if you find a good humanitarian project and say, I wish I would have thought of that. Then think of it. Print it out, change the name, put the numbers up there. Say, this is what I'm going to do as soon as you give me the money. And I got my plan all set up. I mean, if you don't come up with one on your own. That way everybody can get the money. See, it's too easy. Just the things they're saying, it's too easy to come up with, but okay.
All right. Well, thank you. Appreciate it. That's it for me.
All right. Have a great day.
Who was that? That was 310.
Yep.
That was who?
Okay.
That was 310.
All right. Thank you, sir. Dang. All right. I started dumping all these other folks that were up here just listening on the Q&A line and accidentally dumped Danny and 404 area code. Says, you guys call back in and put your hands back up. And the rest of you folks, you won't plan on asking questions. You're not supposed to be on this call anyway. So it's been a while since we went through that little exercise, but let me see. 313. There we go. Okay, there's Danny. He's back. 972.
I've never been dumped before. I feel like I'm in a different category now.
sorry, sir. It was accidental.
That's all right. It's good to know it's accidental. You know, no big deal. I have one question. It has to do with the comments that were made either Monday or Wednesday, having to do with a commercial bank having shut down the for 31 days, the loan application transaction efforts. Was it just that one, or have other banks also gone that way? Do you have any info?
Only one bank made that announcement, but I think I saw something again today saying that they were all doing that. But only one bank made that announcement.
Okay. Well, obviously, we'd be tickled to hear that it was a universal thing because it does add a little credibility. If it's only one bank, it's just posturing, perhaps protection for that bank. But if it's a whole slew of them, then, you know, the rush is on. We can expect it in short order. I think. That's my opinion.
Well, and I agree with you. And that's why we're hoping it is all the banks. Saying
right.
No more loans for the next 30 days, which when I first read the article, that's what I thought it was saying, except for Tish corrected me, as she often does. Corrects me and says, hey, you messed up on that. Okay, let me go back and read it. It's one bad. But it is in some articles today, I think. So we'll see what happens.
Okay, yeah. As that refreshes, that'd be worth a tweet or something, you know, but that's you guys.
I'm actually going to ask him.
Show.
Let me ask him. Let's see, and I will tweet that back up. All right.
Excellent. Thank you, my friend. See you guys later.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right.
313. You're on.
Hello, Ray. Tony. How you guys doing?
I'm super fantastic, man.
Tony, I was wondering what percentage would you say the likelihood of this thing going before the first of the year it would be now?
Well, this is what I can say. They're trying to make everything effective the 1st of January, and they've already said that. All the new payments, the 1st of January, all the contract rates, everything, the 1st of January, the HCL, the 250 million gallons a day, all of that is all effective the 1st of January and paying Kurdistan. So I would think it has to be by then, since all that's effective then. Now, something could happen, the days run into each other and it doesn't, and they make it retroactive back to the first, but we know it's effective the first. I know from my guys over there, they've told me they're trying to get this done before the end of the month. New prime minister in, make the announcement, parliament go and vote on all these laws that the people want so they can do it by the end of the month. So I don't know what the percentage is going to be, because I can't tell you there's a 90% chance or 40% chance, because it's Iraq and it's the U.S. directing them by what happens daily. It's about how hard or fast the people go at them. You know, are they destroying things? Does the million turn into 2 million, turn into 5 million? Is actually happening? Or, you know, do they drop down to 500,000 people just sitting on the bridges and the government say, oh, we can live with that for another 30 days or whatever. So I feel good about it. I feel good where we're at. Again, I know we're in the final stages. I know everything pertaining to the CBI and the RV portions of it has been done, and nobody's talking about anything about CBI requirements, banking requirements, laws, or anything else. It's all about something else right now. So that tells us all of that has already been accomplished. So we're sitting in a good spot.
Okay. I have one other question. I have a bank that's exchanging this good exchanges right across the street from me. And I was wondering if they said they wouldn't be able to handle the kind of money that I would have. But I was wondering, do you think it would, in your opinion, do you think it would be okay to exchange a note or two and maybe open up an account and then go somewhere else? Would that be considered?
Yeah, then go to your appointment with it. No, I don't think it will. A lot of people are going to do that. They're going to get an appointment on Friday or next Tuesday based on that. But they're going to take a note or two notes and just go to the bank now that it's on everybody's screen and say, I want to exchange this because it's under $10,000. Your bank is going to say, okay, I got it. And they're going to do it. And you might do that every other day till you get to the amount that you need. I don't know. But as long as it's under $10,000, they're probably going to be able to do it right on the spot.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds good. That sounds real good. Okay, and the rest of my questions have been answered. And you all have a very blessed weekend.
All right, thank you, sir.
Oh, you too, sir. Thank you.
610 area code, you are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good afternoon, Tony. It's G-Man NPA.
G-Man.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing super fantastic, Tony, and I'm going to keep it very short because it's late in the day and I am on the run. So for all of you who are new to the call and all of you didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for, and it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. And again, gentlemen, thank you for all you continue to do for us. And have a dynamite weekend. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, Ray.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. Enjoy your weekend.
And you, Tony. Thank you.
All right, next caller is 281 area code. You are on.
Hello, Ray. Hello, Tony. How you guys
Hello.
Doing?
Good afternoon. How are you?
Yes, the green.
Good, good. Listening to you guys. Well, I had a few simple questions. On the okay, so when you guys received the infamous 1-800 numbers, whenever you receive those, then we're going to have a call. You're going to are you going to announce those on your call as well as putting them on your site, the other super fantastic sites as well, right, where people can go out and actually get them for themselves?
I don't know what's going to happen. This is what I asked to happen, again, and I thought it should happen. I thought the bank should put up a site that they control, not me, that they control, would have the 800 numbers on them so people could go to it. Now, why? They could give them to me and all the other gurus, and we put them on our site. And, you know, there's over 10 million people have dinar. But everybody could go to our site and crash all our sites. Easy. Or they can bank it have them on their own site, and we just give out the information, and then they can go there and look, and you can see the 800 numbers, because more than likely their server is not going to crash. Easy number. Look at your region, see what your number is, make your phone call. easiest thing in the world for them to do. Any instructions or anything that they want you to have could be right there on their website, banking website or a central website. What I'm not going to do is go to that site and start putting my information in it, because I don't know what bank is it going to. Why do I need Bank of America or Chase Bank or Fifth Third Bank having my information when I'm not even going to deal with them? I know what bank I want to deal with. So none of that stuff makes any sense right there. And when somebody says all five banks are going to get the information or they're going to share the information, one thing banks don't do is share customers. That's what doesn't happen. Or their customers' information. No bank is going to do that. And they're actually going to be in competition with each other. So we don't know how it's going to come out. We're going to do a call. We're going to explain it. Whatever information they gave me and they want you to have, we're going to do that. And then we are going to talk together ourselves and say, how can we get the most benefit out of this situation now that it's here? Because that's what I'm here for and have been here for, raised here, is to help you guys get first the biggest benefit out of the RV itself, and then afterwards so we can continue to make it grow. So that's what our calls will be about, and then where we're going from there. Giving out the information. And if there's something going on in the banks or the treasury or whatever, see, it's not going the way they thought it was, it's not working, it's whatever, then we're going to be that point of contact to make a change to make sure it gets out to people as fast as it can. Wait a minute, let's do this, because that's where they know people are going to be coming looking for direction. That's our whole purpose, okay?
Okay, well, it's just, so I guess a lot of people will just go back like they do now and listen to the recording, if, you know, or whatever, if y'all give it, I don't know. However you give it out, it should be somewhere that we could find it if they missed the call or something to that effect, I'm assuming.
Right.
Is that, yeah.
It'll be recorded just like our calls are now.
Okay.
So nobody's confused.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's what I wanted. I thought maybe this late stage in the game that they may be discussing those types of, you know, instructions with y'all already, but you just answered that question. So I guess we'll wait and see how it goes down. All right. Talk to you guys later.
All right. Thanks.
Okay.
Take care. All right. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
602 Erico, you're on.
Is that me?
Yes, that's you.
Just a real quick question. I'm confused about something. When we go into the redemption centers to redeem our ZIM or exchange our dinar or dong, and if we tell the bank that we're going to leave our money in the bank for a certain period of time, and if they give us X amount of interest, 6% a year, 8%, 10%, something like that, if we want to move our money out of that bank, we're not allowed to do that, are we? We'll be obligated to that bank to keep the money there for a year or so or whatever the term is.
Whatever the term is, I think, because you're making an agreement with them, yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought, because I've heard some people say they're going to put money in the bank and they're going to get a rate and then they're going to move it someplace else. I'm thinking, well, I don't know if you can do that legally or ethically.
They can do it if they're just taking a regular rate, but if they negotiate on something, then that's part of their agreement. Eventually,
that
you
makes
don't
sense.
Leave this here for 36 months, then you need to leave it there for 36 months. That's all.
Okay,
about
that makes sense.
Whatever agreement you made. If not,
all right.
You know, I'm sure the bank will handle it appropriately. Okay.
Because I was just curious if you wanted to work with a wealth advisor who wanted to take the money out and move it someplace else, that might be difficult to do that if you made an arrangement like that.
Yes, it would be, because you've already made an arrangement.
Yeah. You've answered my question.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank
Have
you, sir.
A great day.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day, both of you.
All right. Well, that's it for the callers. I had their hands up. I've been busy dropping the other ones. So let's wrap it up.
All right, guys. A lot of good information out there again, as I said. A lot of news articles coming out. A lot of television stuff coming out over in Iraq. They're pretty excited about what they're hearing and seeing. But the key thing is, a lot of it says U.S., U.S., U.S. So Iraqi people are getting excited about the U.S. and the U.S. supporting them and causing all these good changes for them. And now even saying, we're going to go after the bad guys for you, even if your government doesn't. So all those good, positive things looking ahead. The RV is sitting there just waiting to be announced. We're not concerned about banking rules, laws, or regulations. And CBI is constantly making announcements heading in that direction. So it's a great day. It's going to be a good weekend. And let's see what happens come Monday. All right? Enjoy your weekend. Oh, I forgot to tell you guys. I did find out already that all banks, as we determined, all of them have stopped doing loans for the next 30 days. Transactions and the things that I said in the beginning. So, yes, it is what we thought. They are heading towards that change. All right? Have a great day and a great weekend. Right?
Okay. We will politely remind you, Q&A line is for those who intend to ask a question on the call, not just because it's a convenient way for you to dial in and listen. We have other lines. We have other mechanisms. So please respect that and try to utilize those other mechanisms. And it's the weekend, so let's enjoy our weekend and see what happens, taking us into the first of the week. Anything happens over the weekend, we won't hesitate to let you know. Keep believing. We should.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We're out of here.